Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus Christ. I am excited tonight about what God is doing for His people. This is Prophetess Teresa Dock coming to you live. And I thank everyone for being on the line tonight and just wanting to know more about the prophetic and knowing how to activate, how to get to the next level in God, how to tap into the next realm, how to be in line with what God have already ordained for you to be. Well, I'm going to give you a few minutes to enjoy the music, and we'll be right back with prayer, and we'll be able to get started. So get your Bibles and get ready to be blessed of the Lord. God bless you, and enjoy the music, Amazing Grace. Well, all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Well, I thank you all for tuning in. Let me cover the lines with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for who you are, and we thank you, Lord God, that you're moving. Father, we ask you right now that you would use this hour, Lord God, to lift up your kingdom, to bring people into the knowledge of who you are and what you want to do through their lives. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're moving by your Spirit. You're bringing forth another blessing to your people. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to provide and make provision for these things to manifest. We cover this session with, and we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, pray, Amen and amen. Well, enjoy one more song and we'll be right back. Another blessing. Praise the Lord once again, for truly God has been good to us. And I just want to encourage everyone on the line just to know that God is moving by his spirit and he's stirring up the prophetic gift that's in you. And God had put upon my heart to bring a workshop for growing in the things of God. And this workshop will be provided in the city of Chicago, Illinois, and it'll be in October on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. Training. The teachers will be Apostle Leonard Emmons and myself, and hopefully we'll have a couple other instructors. And then in the city of Detroit, we'll have Apostle Emmons as well as myself and Pastor Eric Morphis will be facilitating. And so I just want to encourage everyone, if you can't attend the workshop, feel free to sow into the workshop so that, buy a CD, buy a book, so that you'll be able to hear and learn what God is doing at these workshops. Stirring up the gift of God that's inside of you and activating what's been dormant inside of you, where you don't know what to do next, but you know you need to do something. And you need that gift stirred up. For God is speaking. God is speaking. And for all of those that's willing to hear what God is doing, I want to encourage you tonight. We'll be here every Monday night talking about stirring up the gift of God that's in you. What's next? What do you need to do next? For surely we need to do something, for the things of God are dormant in a lot of God's people. We're going to be talking about what is prophecy. What is prophecy? You know, we've been taught that there is no longer prophets in the realm, in the world. And we've been taught that the apostles are no more. So a lot of things that have been taught that we're going to teach biblical principles on what God has to say about it. Not what man says about it, but what God has to say about it. So we want to encourage you again that if you know someone that want a clear understanding on what God has to say about the prophet, prophesying, activating the gift of God that's inside of you. Tonight, every Monday night, we'll be here talking about the prophetic, talking about activating the prophetic, what the prophetic is, activating it inside of you. So, amen. Well, again, I want to thank you for just tuning in and just being interested and wanting to know more about what God has for you. Amen. Well, we're going to put on one more song and then I'll be right back. Thank you. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to play an excerpt of Apostle when he was with us one of the times he came on the broadcast. Thank you, Jesus.
It's supposed to prophesy. Now, you've been doing it anyway, so why don't you just do it for God? Just do it with an understanding. Get some understanding. And see, where we're in an age now, I'm telling you, the witchcraft, the occultism, and all this stuff, y'all. Come on, don't you see the commercials? You got all this blatant occultism. And you decide, well, I don't want to prophesy because that might sound like the devil. Well, actually, the devil is the counterfeiter. He's the liar. He's the one that come up with the bogus stuff. No, he's trying to copy God. No, the devil is coming on full-fledged with his stuff. Why don't you get some zeal? Why don't you come on with it? Why don't you give it? Lay it down for him. The apostolic and the prophetic restoration requires that we all are dead people walking. And some of you, you know, even in this place now, you're too sensitive. People accidentally bump into you and you already mad. You lost your religion and then you crying out to the apostle and the prophet and the elders, you know, y'all need to pray for me. No, you need the Holy Ghost. You need to get your yabba dabba doo shama 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 going real good. Come on, talk to me, somebody. If that's all you know, then that's what you do. Y'all think I'm playing, but I'm serious. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I didn't have but a few little dribbles. And amen, I used every last one of them until I got an upgrade. Hey, praise God. And y'all need an upgrade. If you ain't upgraded recently, you need an upgrade. Praise God. You and I need to cultivate the prophetic so that we can grow in the prophetic, so that we can bear witness of what Jesus is saying and what Jesus is doing. This word, this number actually, this year, 5770, should have opened our eyes. In the last 12 months, your eyes should have been opened to some things. First of all, you should have realized that many times you are your worst enemy. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Especially if you're not seeing right. Especially if you're not hearing right. Now, the second numeral, 5771, praise God, Aleph, is the first letter of the Hebraic alphabet. It denotes the Father. Ooh-wee, hallelujah. It's the symbol of the ox. Now, for you lazy Christians in here, we got at least two. I'm sorry, three. It's established. Hallelujah. You need to get the lid out. I'm telling you, this decade demands work. You're not going to have any vision accomplished or fulfilled without work. That's one thing I can say about this man of God and his wife. They're workers. Now, those y'all who are here, you ambassadors, you know well, you want, man, where they get the energy, man? Man, where is God? Who riding him? What is it? Where is he drinking his energy drink? Is he on? These are workers. That's why God is working in their lives, because they're workers. You can't be lazy. God did not create any junk nor lazy people. We're lazy because somebody didn't put a demand on us. Somebody did not train us. Now, we know y'all getting trained here to work. Yeah, come on, talk to me, somebody. Why? Because that's what they are. They're workers. Hallelujah. And in this decade that we're in, you better understand and appreciate what it means to work, because you are of the kingdom of God. You're in the family of God, and it's a family of options. We are like our Father. We are like Jesus. The symbol of the ox represents strength. It represents labor. It represents work. And it represents now, and this is a term that some of you all are afraid of, you rising up to being the leader that God created you to be. Which also demands that you become a reader. Those of you here who don't like to read, you need to get the lead out. I know that they're demanded that you read this, you read that, you read that. Yeah. Because that's what I demand. That's what we expect out of the folk, who, the ambassadors at our place. I'm sure sometimes they're, man, what, you know, yes. Because leaders are readers. Oh, y'all taken a class before. It denotes the words. This word, athlek, this talking about this one, it means master. It means Lord. It comes from the word. That's the root of it. That's where we get the word Elohim, Adonai. All those words that refer to God, they all come from this number, athlek. It symbolizes the breath of the Lord. Every believer. They're supposed to prophesy. Man, you've been doing it anyway, so why don't you just do it for God? Just do it with an understanding. Get some understanding. And see, what we're in an age now, I'm telling you, the witchcraft, the occultism, and all this stuff, y'all. Come on, don't you see the commercials? You got all this blatant occultism. And you decide, well, I don't want to prophesy because that might sound like the devil. Well, actually, the devil is the counterfeiter.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, it's powerful to know what prophecy really is. You know, a lot of times we think that prophecy is an enemy, telling the future, a foreteller. And I heard one person told me, that's not of God. Well, before you speak, understand what is of God. Understand that when God speaks to you, it's not for you, it's for someone else. And a lot of times we're afraid to say what God said to us. Why are we afraid? We're afraid because we're not sure. We're not sure if it's God speaking, is it the enemy speaking, or is it your conscience, or is it something you're thinking? Well, I'll tell you, the workshop that we're putting together, it is going to be about restoring that confidence, the restoration of the gifts, bringing things back in line, back in order to what God says about it. So I want to encourage you tonight that if you're not able to make the conference and we are in need of support for the conference, you can sow a seed so that this man of God can go forth and teach God's people. You can go to our website, which is www.kingdomdaughters.org. Click on the donation tab and just sow. Sow into what God is doing. And we're going to certainly bring the same teaching to the internet, to the phone line, so that you'll be able to hear it if you're not able to attend the workshops. And again, it's so much into learning what God says about the prophetic. What if you miss it? What if you miss what God is saying to you? If there's a fear that keeps you from flowing in the gift of prophecy, you will overcome this fear as you trust in the Father with all your heart, knowing that He is a perfect Father. And if you ask of Him for bread to feed to His children, He will not give you a stone, Remember, he is the source of prophecy. And the only good things flow from his heart. If you do not do what God tells you to do, yes, you will miss it. And that's what this workshop is about, learning how to hear the voice of God, learning how to flow in confidence that God said it. Well, we're going to play another excerpt of Apostle.
Workers. You can't be lazy. God did not create any junk nor lazy people. We're lazy because somebody didn't put a demand on us. Somebody did not train us. Now, we know y'all getting trained here to work. Yeah, come on, talk.
Amen, amen. We're going to put the next excerpt on.
And which means now there is a creative dimension inside of you that's begging to get out. And one of the best ways to get it out is by opening your mouth and you speaking, confessing, decreeing, declaring, announcing, pronouncing, declaring the will of God over your circumstance. The Bible tells us, Job said, that we, in the Amplified, it says it this way, I'm paraphrasing, that we shall decide. And then we will decree a thing, and it shall be established. If you wonder maybe why some stuff is not happening, what have you been saying? The Bible says that a man shall eat good, why? Because of the words of his own mouth. If you don't like what you're eating, you need to change what you've been saying. It's important for us. You've got something inside of you that will change your season. The prophetic dimension inside of you will change the season that you're in. All you got to do is establish new laws. You know, laws change seasons. And if you're willing to allow the law that God just breathed upon you, just gave you, just whispered in your ear, God said, you know what, I got a new law, which will change your season, which will change the way you live. Now, most of us, we don't want to spend time with God to hear that we can change our season. We'll depend on somebody else. And we'll wait and wait and wait and wait when you've got the thing inside of you that will change your season. It's a matter of you, what? Changing the law. And which means now there is a creative dimension inside of you that's begging to get out. And one of the best ways to get it out is by opening your mouth. And you speak it. Confessing.
Praise the Lord. Do you speak and do you confess what God says about the situation? Or are you saying something opposite of what you believe? Are you building up and tearing down at the same time? This workshop will cover all of those grounds. And I'm telling you and I'm encouraging you, if you're in the Chicago area, the Detroit area, during October the 27th, 28th, and 29th, and in Detroit area, November 16th, 17th, and 18th, I encourage you, if you know someone in that area, if you're not going to be in that area, again, I say, sponsor someone. Sow a seed so that we can put this word out. Again, in the Detroit area, we'll have Apostle Emmons, and then it will be Pastor Morphis. It'll also be myself. We'll be teaching about stirring up the gifts of God, restoration of the gifts, how God wants to communicate with you. how God created us to hear his voice. These are some of the subjects that we'll be talking about. You know, it's a powerful thing to have the word of wisdom, how to know the word of wisdom, how to get revelation and the spiritual mind. We'll be talking about the mind of every born-again, spirit-filled believer. You know, we have the mind of Christ. Romans 8 and 6 says, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if you don't have life and peace, you're not spiritual minded. So these are the things that we're going to be talking about. Every Monday we're going to bring forth this subject to promote and encourage the believers to attend the workshop, to sponsor someone to go to the workshop. The workshop is a three-day workshop, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all day Saturday. Thursday we'll be there from, I think it's from 6 to 9 in the Chicago area, and in the Detroit area it'll be from 12 to 4 on Thursday and Friday. But on Saturday, all day, we'll be there all day from 8 to 5 with breakfast and lunch included. The workshop fee is $60 if you register a week, 2 weeks before time, and then $70 if you register late. But again, this workshop is to benefit you. Every dime, every seed sown will be for the books, the tapes, for the overhead costs to bring this workshop forth. So again, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about seeing the people of God get beyond just going to church. Get beyond saying, I felt good at church. Get beyond from saying, he really did preach. She really did bring that word. God wants more, because there's something God wants for you to do for his people in this season. And to find out what God wants you to do. Yes, 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 the word was good. Yes, 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 the man of God brought it good where you felt good when you was there. Yes, 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 she did bring that word. But I encourage you tonight to understand what God says about you in this season. We'll be talking about kingdom principles, how the kingdom principle should prevail in your life. We're going to be talking about some things that's going to really, really, really bring forth the manifestation of what God has to say about restoring the gifts of God that's inside of you, God's prophetic purpose for praises. We're going to be talking about that. Prophetic praise. That's when you bring forth out of your belly, not words to a song that you know, but words to a song that's inside of your belly, singing in the prophetic, letting it come forth, being able to say what you want to say to God. It's not something learned or taught, but it's something that's inside of you that you could just bring forth naturally. Yes, it's a powerful thing. Again, we're going to play the last excerpt from Apostle Emmons.
Now, it also, this is crude, please forgive me. This letter, this number one, it means this sign. This is the Hebrew image or sign for the number one. Now, you notice it looks like what the letter N. Now, the unique thing about this is you'll see that across here you have this cross part, and this cross part is called the VAV, V-A-V, that's close enough, or the hook. Okay? Now, this part that extends up is called a yod, Y-O-D. Y'all figure it out. Come on, help me out. All right, that's good enough. They're called yards or arms. And one of the things about what God is trying to help us to understand, that the place where we're in now, it demands tremendous prayer. Intercession. I was talking with Apostle before we came out, and And he's acknowledged that his prayer life, glory to God, is tripled from what it was. And, you know, and praise God, I know in the last 12 months I've prayed more than I have in a 12-month period in any other period of my life. And I've been praying since the 70s, early 70s. But the Lord has graced me to be able to pray more now in the last year.
Now, are you a prayer? Do you get in the presence of the Lord to hear his voice? You can't say what God said about it if you're not in his presence. So we're going to be even talking about intercession, how important it is to be in the presence of God, to understand his voice, and how to know how to use your heavenly language and why you should use your heavenly language, why you should pray in the spirit, why you should pray in tongues. As the Bible say in Jude, it says, building yourself up in your most holy faith by praying in the spirit. So a lot of times we have not received our heavenly language. And we scared because we don't understand it. Oh, yes, not that it's required for you to make it to heaven. Because the word says that if you receive God in your heart and you confess Jesus with your mouth that he raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. But if you want power, to get things done, and you want to be built up, yes, you need to pray in your heavenly language. Yes, you need to pray in tongues. If you believe one part of the Bible, then you need to believe all of it, all of it. You can't believe some of it and don't believe all of it. Yes, you can build yourself up by praying in your heavenly language. And we're even going to be doing impartations. Impartations. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you will receive it. You will receive it because it's a gift. Yes, some speak in tongues, but you know, Paul said, desire all of the gifts. Desire all of them. Because they're all available. Don't be stuck in thinking, well, some speak in tongues and some prophesy, but they're all gifts. And God have them all available for you. He have no respecter of person. So I want everything God has for me. And the workshop is going to be doing that teaching about desiring what God have for you. And on next Monday night, I will be playing excerpts from Pastor Morpheus. And so you can get a feel of the teaching that's going to come forth. And I bless you and I encourage you that if you can't be there, buy a CD, buy a tape, buy a book, sow into what we're doing so that you will be part of building up the kingdom of God. Go to our website, go to www.kingdomdaughters.org, click on the donation tab, and just tap right in, and you will be able to be part of what God is doing through Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International. I encourage you tonight that if you believe part of the word, and you believe that God want to take you to the next level, to the next realm, and you want to understand what God is doing, then you can order all three of the teaching, all three nights. And then also there will be a manuscript that will be able to purchase the book of the workshop. All of these things will be available. We'll be here every Monday night talking about the workshop. If you know anyone in the Detroit area that's interested in going and participating, they'll be able to go to the website and register. You'll be able to go to the website and register. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa from Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders International. I thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. And I just want to let you know that it is another blessing that God is bringing forth for his people. God don't want us sitting dormant. God wants us to flow. Flow. He wants us to be able to tell somebody what he says. Yes, yes, yes. It is your portion. And God want to be able to call you friend. He want to be able to call you friend. Well, God bless you tonight. We thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we'll be here next Monday, same time, same place. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks from Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International. We're here. We're going to be here every Monday night talking about the prophetic, talking about what God has for you. And after the workshop, I just want to encourage you to get your Bibles, get in the Word, and just stay in the blessed zone. Don't let anything stress you out, for God don't want you to be stressed out. He wants you to be free. He wants you to be totally free. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Enjoy the music, and have a wonderful night.
It's amazing. Who am I? house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now.
Lift it up with us, flow to you,
flow.